Hello there, and welcome in to the very first podcast produced by Sight and Sound Technology. We're delighted to welcome you to episode number one. My name is Stuart Lawler, and hope you're going to enjoy the show. I don't know about you, but that music has me wanting to jump around my studio here. Welcome in to the very first podcast, as I said, produced by Sight and Sound Technology. I'm Stuart Lawler. I'm the newly appointed Business Development Manager here at Sight and Sound in our Dublin office. And more about our Dublin office in a moment, because coming up over the next 25 or so minutes, we'll be meeting our CEO, Glenn Tookey, who's announcing a few new exciting innovations at Sight and Sound. A quick reminder about Sight Village Southeast is also coming up later on, and we'll meet Laura and Alex, two ladies who've set up a podcast called Suddenly Sightless. That's all coming up on Sight and Sound Technology's first podcast. Well, you are very welcome into the very first Sight and Sound podcast. As I just said to you, my name is Stuart Lawler, and I'm coming to you from our Dublin studios and indeed our Dublin office. And that's one of the reasons we are bringing you this very first podcast. There are others, and we'll talk about those in a moment. But we had to go right to the top to launch this thing, and I'm delighted to be joined on the phone by Glenn Tookey, who is the CEO of Sight and Sound. Glenn, welcome to the podcast.
Stuart, thank you very much. So pleased to be here to announce the opening of our company office in Ireland at the Child Vision campus in Grace Park Road, Drumcondra. So it's a great, great big day for us and for the whole company to establish ourselves in a region that we've been in for many, many years, but now we're local. Yeah. And that's great news.
It certainly is. And I know that we've been kind of talking about this for a couple of months. I'm so excited to be actually doing this gig today. Let's talk, though, because there's probably people listening to this who may be aware of the name Sight and Sound. But just in terms of the company, how long has Sight and Sound been around?
Hey, yes. So next January the 5th, 40 years. It's our 40th anniversary. So we've been around quite a long time, and I think we are quite rightly say we're one of the founders of the assistive technology industry in the United Kingdom.
And in terms of that 40 years, and I suppose the company has seen that assistive technology industry, I suppose, change so much.
So much, Stuart. You know, every 5 years you have to forget everything you knew because it's changed. It's fundamentally changed. You know, right at the start. And of course, we're best known, of course, as the master distributors of the leading brands such as Jaws and Zoom Text, Dragon, Text Help. You know, we're the Kurzweil distributor, HIMS, ViewPlus, Index, Smart Vision, Orcam, and even the very latest technology. So we've been around a long time and have seen changes in the whole industry and have lived with it. But yeah, we've seen it from the very start when the first reading machine, the Kurzweil reading machine, was the size of a dishwasher. Yeah. And now, of course, you can do it off your mobile phone, the same type of functionality, but 10 times quicker
and
1,000 times smaller. So, yes, we've watched it change and we tracked with it and learn and change ourselves with it as well.
One of the things that I was always looking at Sight and Sound, and I've been around this AT industry, I suppose, for a while, not as long as Sight and Sound, by the way, I just want to clarify. But one of the things I was interested in was just how Sight and Sound were always looking at new products, and I suppose adding to that product portfolio. There must be a lot of thought put into that from a senior level, Glenn.
Yes, there is. I think, you know, When I joined the company, bought the company 10 years ago, this month actually, one thing that drew me to it was that it had a very focused product portfolio where it had the best and maybe the second best or occasionally the third best in every different area of the assistive technology market. And for me, that seemed absolutely right. You can stock your shop with loads and loads of things, which may give customers choice, but doesn't necessarily give them the answers to what they need. So we focus very much on getting the right technology that works, is reliable, is supportable, and will live a long time because it costs a lot of money. And then we only seek to add products and services that have longevity, that have quality. So as we select each new product or product area to move into, then it has to meet those criteria. And we've worked very hard to keep it tight and focused, but the best, certainly for the 10 years that I've been around, but surely for the 10 or 15 or 20 before that.
Absolutely. And I'm sure when you think about those products and sort of, building on that product portfolio, you're also thinking about the support and service and quality of service that has to go along with them.
I think it's endemic in it. It goes with it. We will not sell something to somebody that is useless to them, that their hard-earned money doesn't give them value for. So it's not our style, it's not our company's ethic to take sometimes thousands of pounds, thousands of euros from people's pockets without giving them the ability to train to use it and then to give them the support to every day of their lives with the product afterwards. And to make sure that they keep them up and running, the products, they know how to use them. And if anything is not as they expect it to be, whether it be user challenge or product failure or just, wear and tear, that we can help them keep them as long as possible and know how to use them. People forget things and we'll hopefully remind them about how these products work and to get the best out of them.
Okay.
So, that's the way we work.
So we know a bit about now Sight and Sound and I suppose the principles that guide the delivery of our service and that kind of stuff. But Glenn, Ireland as a base, and this podcast is coinciding the launch of our new office here in Dublin. What happened? What kind of brought that about for you?
We've been operating in the full extent of the Great Britain and Ireland for pretty well all those 40 years. And I was very keen to make sure that we had a local service to back up our, I think, very powerful central support. And we tried this in Scotland 2 years ago, and it's been very, very successful. I decided that the market, the economy, because to be fair, I'm a businessman, I like to make sure my company works, not just for the customers, but for ourselves and our employees as well, to keep us all gamefully doing good stuff. Mm-hmm. And I thought that it was the time was ready in Ireland to bring ourselves very close to the customers, because that level of personal support, that level of knowledge and capability can be very, very best delivered if it's local. So I thought it was time to reach out and really put our money where our mouths are. We sell a lot of products and services into Ireland. I thought it was time to get ourselves close to the client base, and whether it be a consumer, whether it be that very, very important education market, or whether it be the corporate market. We operate across them all, and I wanted to be close to our client base and the potential clients who might need to know about us, didn't know we were there, and could get some value from engaging with us. Well, that's our job, and now we're going to be local and deliver it locally as well.
And I suppose one of the things a lot of people ask when you hear about a new office or a new service being opened, where are you going to be? Where can we find you? That link or that selection of Child Vision as a partner is something that I think you thought of for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been looking very hard at where we place ourselves, and we wanted to do more than just open an office. We wanted a partnership with an organisation that understood us as a company, that understood the market, that was recognised themselves as being a quality operation, an organisation that added value to their client base. And we've been talking to Child Vision for many, many years. We've been working with them for many, many years, and we like the guys over there a lot. So when they invited us to join them in their campus in Grace Park Road, we grabbed it with both hands, actually. And we've designed ourselves a suite inside their technology center, and we can add a load of value to them and what they do by running that technology center with them, and use it as our base to reach out across the the Grand Emerald Isle, as it were.
Fantastic. And I suppose any service or any business like this, we're starting up in Ireland. I know you have thoughts and you have plans for the service and the delivery to expand in line with, I suppose, the rest of your product territories.
Oh, undoubtedly so. And you know this, Stuart, as you are our lead man, you're our man reaching out and making this happen for us in Ireland. But we fully expect to quite quickly back this up with all sorts of different capabilities that the local market demands and needs. So if we need trainers, we'll bring trainers there. If we need technical support people, design people, and there's a demand for it, we'll bring them into the market. We've got plenty of room, plenty of support from Child Vision as a partner, and we hope to grow exactly as we've done in Scotland.
Okay, it's a very, very exciting time, I think, for the company, very exciting time for those of us in Ireland who are interested in assistive technology and looking at what's happening with the cutting edge. Glenn, I suppose before we let you go, we're also launching our podcast, Sight and Sound Podcast, which is going to be, I suppose, an occasional publication and another vehicle for us to let people know what's happening.
Yes, absolutely. I think that one of the most important things is communicating with your client base and communicating appropriately through the media and the channels that they use and want to hear information through. We're best known for our leadership in the blind and low vision market, but we're not just in that market. We're in literacy support, dyslexia, dyspraxia. We're into mobility type disabilities. So we're broad across all of the markets, and we know that not all of our clients, customers, can read information. Not all of them can use websites to find information. Not all of them know where we are. So putting out a podcast, making it in yet a different media, making it accessible to people who need to know, want to know, to have a desire to find out about information and assistive technology, then this is just another medium. And I'm just so pleased to be launching a new office, a new podcast, and a new location.
And great, very excited we are too, and great to have had you on. Glenn, I hope it's going to be the first of many chats we have with you on the podcast. But for the moment, thanks a million for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Stuart. And I'm looking forward to being myself a regular visitor to Ireland and supporting our office there. Thanks very much. Talk to you very soon.
Thanks very much to Glenn Tookey there, our CEO. Great to have Glenn on to officially launch the podcast, the very first podcast from Sight and Sound Technology, and of course to give you all the details about our new office that we're opening at time of publication. The office is open now in Dublin. I should really give you the contact details, actually. We didn't do that at the start of the podcast, so I should do it now. If you want to get in touch with us at Sight and Sound in Dublin, you can call us on, if from within Ireland, you can call us on 01690 9720. So that's 01690 9720, or you can email ireland@sightandsound.co.uk, and we will be delighted to talk to you. Very excited about our plans, of course, within Ireland. We did this in Scotland a couple of years ago, and now we're excited to be doing it over here as well. Now, a quick mention of Sight Village Southeast. This is Sight Village has rebranded, of course, this year. So what was the kind of Sight Village Birmingham was called Sight Village Central, and now Sight Village Southeast is the big event taking place in London on the 6th and 7th of November of this year at the Kensington Town Hall, and it will be open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the 6th of November and 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on the 7th. I'm certainly looking forward to it, looking forward to meeting lots and lots of people who'll be coming through the doors, many of our customers in the UK and Ireland, I'm sure. So looking forward to seeing you if you're coming along to our Sight Village Southeast exhibition on the 6th and 7th of November. Please make sure you say hello. We'll be right back. about sight and sound on this podcast, although we are very excited. We do like to give shout outs and cross promotion to other podcasts. And about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I came across two ladies in the UK who are producing or who have produced a podcast called Suddenly Sightless. I've been listening to the last couple of episodes, very entertaining. And Alexandra or Alex and Laura are joining me today to tell us all about it. Alex and Laura, welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Great to have you. Whereabouts are you in the UK, first of all?
We are in Birmingham in the UK.
In Birmingham, okay. I only flew out of Birmingham last week. Lovely, lovely city.
Oh, a shame.
Okay, so you guys reached out to me on Twitter a couple of weeks ago. Alex, tell us maybe first of all, where did the idea come from?
We only met a few months ago. It was at a event that was hosted by RNIB, and we hit it off straight away. We started meeting up and we found we had loads in common, and we just had a natural banter that just sort of bounced off each other. And I told Laura that I wanted to start doing makeup videos and videos for tips on blind life and things like that. And she said, what if we did a podcast, and saw how that took off, and the idea was born.
It's really interesting because the stuff like makeup and maybe some of the questions that people, especially who are new to sight loss, don't always know who to ask, right?
Exactly. I definitely didn't know who to ask. I've only been sight impaired for 2 years now, a little over 2 years. And I was a makeup artist before I lost my vision, and I wanted to get back into it, but it's very few and far between to find blind influencers to do with beauty and makeup. I think there's only two big names on YouTube. And even if I did find videos that would help me, they weren't always answering the questions that I wanted to ask. So I thought, why not do it myself? And I met Laura and she said, why don't we do a podcast and cover all bases to do with living life as sight impaired? And the idea was born.
Okay. And I had no idea how to do makeup at all. So it helped me.
You weren't exactly a beginner.
So you said to her, I'll help you make a podcast if you help me with my makeup. Is that the idea?
I provide her with tea and food, so.
Okay. Laura, let's hear a little bit about you. So you guys met at an RNIB event. What was your background, or what were you doing?
So I used to work in microbiology, small science, and I started to lose my vision over a period of 6 months. It declined quite a lot. The cause is still unknown, but I have a lot of health issues. So I ended up being redeployed into a new role as an administrator. And obviously that wasn't my career choice. So I continued going to these working age forums just to kind of see what other people were around, make some contacts, see if there's any other job opportunities coming up. And I'd seen a newspaper article with Alex in, and I recognised her, and one of the ladies who we both knew said we would both be there. So I thought, you know, I'd say hello and introduce myself. And I just, it's been a whirlwind ever since.
I was crying, though, when you first introduced yourself.
It's really interesting to listen to your podcast. And by the way, I strongly advise our listeners to give it a listen. Because you guys, I didn't know that you only met a couple of months ago. You sound like you're such good friends, and there's a great chemistry between you as presenters.
So many people say that. We had a photographer come and photograph us for appearing in the newspaper. And he said, oh, so how long have you guys known each other? And we said, oh, about 4 months. And he went, really? You sound like you've known each other for years.
It's amazing. Now, tell us about the type of stuff you're covering, because I was listening to one that was some interesting discussion about dictation with iPhones, which I think we've all come across our challenges around dictation. Yeah.
It does quite vary. Some episodes we try and do reviews. We've been asked to go and review certain products in London for Oxford site. We've got a couple of gadgets at home at the moment to try and review.
Assistive equipment that isn't very assistive.
Yeah. So we just kind of do it from a perspective of an everyday user?
Yeah, so we do it sort of mobility, accessibility in public places such as restaurants and shops, technology, as you've mentioned, makeup, cooking, but we also like to cover mental health quite a lot. Because when you lose your vision, it's a disappointing thing, but no one kind of goes, oh, well, that's a shame, I'll get over it. It is a very effective thing with your mental health.
And it is a grieving process.
Exactly. And we also had pre-existing mental health issues as well. So we thought it's kind of a taboo subject. No one ever really talks about it. So we thought, why don't we talk about it? And we've had really good feedback about that.
We decided to cover, you know, multiple things like makeup and cooking. I mean, I loved cooking, like Alex loved makeup, and I was finding recipes and kind of adapting them so I could
make them as easy as possible.
Yeah, so we've just kind of been developing things, and it has been helping people from the feedback we've been getting.
Yeah, I've no doubt it has. And actually, one of the things I sort of observed as I was listening was, outside of the chemistry, was that you're kind of complementing each other on some of the life skills you're bringing to the podcast prior to your sight loss.
Yes, yeah, definitely. I mean, we do sort of verbally abuse each other, but it's all banter, you know, and we always follow every insult with love you. But it's important to help build each other up, especially when we are covering things like mental health, what's been panicking me this week, what's been upsetting Laura this week. So it's important to build each other up, because the other reason that we wanted to found this podcast is that we didn't notice that there was a lot of support towards people of our age in their 20s or mid-20s. It's more geared towards the older generation, and it's sort of gin and sympathy. You know, I think you said it's not so much people talking about it in a very matter-of-fact manner.
Yeah, and we try and kind of have a positive outview on life, and we just kind of want to share that with other people our age, that, you know, it's not the end, and, you know, you can carry on living as you were before, but with the adaptations in place.
Exactly, just adapt and evolve. And our first podcast, we had really good feedback from these two ladies in their mid-20s, and they said the same as us. We have no one else our age to talk to. It's really good to hear a fresh take on it from people our age.
Yeah, and we've had a couple of people say, oh, let's meet up, we want to be your friends, you sound so happy.
Really good feedback.
Yeah. You're now becoming celebrities, you see. That's what happens after a while.
We'll take over the world.
Okay, so it's a great idea. It's a really simple, in some ways, people recently coming to terms with sight loss, giving their experiences and advice and support. It's a bit of a no-brainer, really, and you guys clearly are filling a gap in the market. And obviously people are excited. How can people find you guys? How can people subscribe?
So we are on SoundCloud and iTunes. You just type in Suddenly Sightless. And we are on YouTube as well, if you type in visually impaired makeup. But our channel is also called Suddenly Sightless.
Yeah.
We also have an Instagram and a Facebook of the same name. But on Twitter, we are at Suddenly Sight L1. Because we couldn't fit the whole thing on.
Okay, fair enough. Laura and Alex, it's a wonderful. I've enjoyed the podcasts. I'm going to keep listening. I probably don't need the makeup tips, but I will keep listening. Maybe. It's been great to chat to you both. Best of luck with it, and I hope we can check in maybe in a while and see how the podcast is going. I've no doubt from strength to strength, but for the moment, thanks a mil for talking to us.
Thank you. We're glad you enjoyed the podcast.
Yeah, no problem. See you soon.
Thanks very much to Alex and Laura there. What a great piece. What a really great idea. As I said a second ago, it's such a no-brainer. Two people recently coming to terms with sight loss, giving their you know, very unique perspectives, I suppose, that is no doubt assisting others and doing it in a very humorous way using a podcast. And I still can't believe that they only know each other a couple of months. It's as though they knew each other for years, to be honest. So they're doing great work. As I said, they got in touch with me a couple of weeks ago and I really wanted to give them a bit of airtime on our podcast. If you're doing something that is of interest to the greater disabled community, we'd love to hear from you. We want to try to share interesting stories here on the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. So please do give us a shout. And speaking of giving us a shout, I really should tell you how to do that because, my God, we're coming to the end of the first episode already. You can give us a call in Northampton on 01604 798 070 or here in Dublin on 01690 9720. Email info at sightandsound.co.uk or email Ireland at sightandsound.co.uk. Now, first episode's just about done. We've just about got through it. Okay. Thanks very much to our contributors this month, Glenn Tookie, our CEO, and Laura and Alex from Suddenly Cyclists. Will you give them a listen? Because they're brilliant. I'll be back with you very soon. Until then, from Stuart Lawler and everybody else at Sight and Sound, take care and thanks for listening. Bye bye.